Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Soronto.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for all of you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Mitchell Dyer. With nearly two decades of songwriting and mastering experience, thousands of artists' songs reviewed, and hundreds of songs personally recorded, Mitchell Dyer is now on a mission to help other songwriters take their music careers to the next level. Using his proprietary four-step guide to eliminating songwriter's block, Dyer has helped dozens of artists break out of their own mental jail and instead create amazing music that supports a career in the music industry.
And now, welcome this week's special guest. Special guest.
Welcome to the show, Mitchell. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on here.
Oh, you're welcome. So I love talking songwriting, right? So the fact you're a songwriting teacher and you have all this experience, I couldn't wait to talk to you tonight. So usually I ask a bunch of questions. I'm going to go a little off key here. What is the number one songwriting mistake you've seen your students make?
The number one mistake that I typically see all the time is that I think naturally the first thing that comes to my head is they overthink it, or some version of imposter syndrome comes in and impedes them from really just diving in. And then they start letting that shape their songwriting, and then their songwriting comes out really poor, and it's because they're so lost in their own mind that they just don't fully express like really what's on their heart. And that's really what makes an amazing songwriter.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. I'm having flashbacks. I'll tell you my story. I didn't have a clue what I was doing, even though I wrote lyrics forever. And about maybe 6 years ago, I started taking songwriting lessons with Jai Josephs, and he like, there's such an art to it. And, you know, I used to say, "Red is blue, I love you," things like that. And I think songwriters like yourself, it's amazing the things you're able to bring to your students. And I can tell you personally, I recommend everyone on the show call you up and get a songwriter lesson and get plugged into your whole ecosystem, because I think it's the number one thing you can do to ensure your success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree. And going off of, well, and it's interesting, my whole story, because I've been in like multiple bands for over a decade's worth of time, and being in studios and really hitting this golden standard of sound. And it's really going songwriting, recording it, I need to mix it. And I kept going down these interesting rabbit holes, being like, oh, it's the mix is going to make my song better. And, oh, we need to get it mastered to this level. And now that I'm a professional mastering engineer as well, I got the whole really bird's eye view in saying the mastering is only as good as your mixing. Your mixing is only as good as your production. Your production's only good as your recording. And then it dawned on me, and this is why I started teaching songwriters, was you could have a terrible song and have the best music production, thousands of dollars dumped into it, and it can sound amazing. And maybe short term, it sounds good, but the shelf life of that song eventually just, it's forgotten. And you have to like, you see that with a lot of genres where you just have to single, just to, it's almost like feeding an addiction. And that's, I don't think like writing music should be it in that like form. And then on the other side of the coin, you can have someone who has an amazing song that they finished the recording, the mixing, mastering, could be just okay. And I've seen, I mean, you listen to songs just that are classics, they didn't have the recording equipment that we have now. They don't have like the crystal clear quality that we have, but they're timeless.
Yeah.
And it's because the song was amazing, which is the root. The song is amazing. And so if you get it right at the song and then you get mixing and mastering also amazing, you have something that is going to set you up in such a successful way that it's going to surprise you. Like how, I wouldn't say easy, it's a lot of hard work, but it's going to be a lot easier to have a career in the music industry with amazing songs with your songwriting rather than just being a, you know, making it sound, you know, good to the ears, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. Again, I'm listening to you talk and I'm highly recommending people check you out because I made so many mistakes and I, like you, was like, oh, the mixing guy is going to fix this. Yeah. When you don't know what you're doing and your lyrics aren't that good, they're not fresh and familiar, they're not, there's all this other stuff that goes into it, your vocal melody, your groove. And I think the best thing you can do is not spend money on influencer marketing and marketing. And I stopped that like 4 years ago, and spend your money on songwriting lessons, spend your money getting better. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be infinitely much more important for you as an artist to grow than all the other stuff you think are important. You're not there yet.
Yeah. No, and I honestly completely agree with that. And it's additionally like one thing that is not in the bio is I actually have a bachelor's degree in marketing, and I actually switched from a commercial, and this is just an interesting story of the correlation to songwriting. But I was in a commercial music program, and I just kind of saw like what was spitting these students out, and then seeing kind of the same thing where they are really good musicians, but lack something that it was preventing them from actually turning their music into a full-time career. And so I decided I want to do marketing. Like I want to know like what really deep down at first it was, I want to like market and business, like all this stuff. Basically what you're saying is influencer marketing. Like this is what sells. Like that's all that matters. You can have a crappy song, but as time has gone on and I've been in the industry and as I've seen like the purpose of marketing, this is like the one thing that I tell everybody. Your marketing is only as good as your product. Like in any business, you can have millions of dollars in marketing. You can be seen. But if your product at the end of the day isn't good, then it's a complete waste of time. And like you said, like if you have an amazing product, which is amazing songs you've written, like right out the gate, then that's where like marketing will actually help. So like what you said, I totally support that. Focus on your songwriting skills, get your songs to the point where it moves people, like at the barest of bones, like the most raw acoustic sound. And then once you know it's something that moves people, then you can think about investing money into like the production and the marketing, because it'll have a higher success if at the very bare minimum, it performs standalone, like very, very well.
The other thing that I have noticed the further I've gotten into this, and to be blunt, the better I've gotten, because I think I've come a very long way, is it's amazing how good music, yeah, it can be complex, but there are some great songs that really hit you that are just very simple. You know, and it really does not take as much as people think. They think they need 500 tracks in their DAW, but it really, simple is just amazing. It really is. And I think people don't realize that.
And that 100%. That's why, like, if it can perform without the production, like it really is an amazing song, then at that point, you're just adding things to make it more, just whatever you want to create, what you imagine it in your mind to sound like. It sounds okay, now I need to save it with music production. The music production is going to make it palpable.
Yeah.
if you're at that point, you've already like, you need to stop because people just won't connect.
Yeah. And I get it, right? Because I had no idea about melody and I had no idea. I hooked up, you know, you try different people and you're like, wow, this guy made my vocals sound unbelievable. And you're misled a little bit because you feel like, oh, okay, I'm just going to have this guy figure out some melody for my guitar track I paid someone else to do. And I think part of what songwriting lessons helped me with is I learned to play the guitar. And it started very, very basic because I didn't have any musical teaching. And I think a good songwriting coach can take you from where you are and teach you some of the rules. And as you keep going down the road, I'm telling all the listeners, it takes at least 10 years. I'm in year 9, and I feel like in another year, I'll be halfway to where I want to be. And you got to be patient and you got to put in the work because other people have been naturally working at this stuff since they were 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And you might not be good at it because you've never been taught it. And you got to just work hard and be patient. It doesn't happen overnight.
No, it doesn't. And at the same time, I think the one thing that helps you enjoy those, you know, that decade you're talking about is you have to separate, especially if you want a career in the music industry. And this is one thing I am learning right now. You have to separate the results, the, you know, the streams or whatever it is. And you have to, you really have to focus on the joy of the process. And as a matter of fact, I keep watching different videos on TikTok or on Instagram or YouTube of these interviews with these very successful artists that have made it. And probably like 80% of them have said, like, just enjoy what you're creating. If it's supposed to have, if you're supposed to have a career in it, like it's going to happen. And that for me is huge. I'm not saying like, oh, if it's not going to happen for you, so just give up. You know, I don't want to ever communicate that because for me, like, I need to do music. Like, music is something that is a huge part of me. But when I go in trying to force a result, that's when, again, going back to writer's block, I get really stuck where I just let life maybe even just present an opportunity to just express myself through song. And if you can learn how to take your feelings and emotions and situations and convert it into a song and just do that, I mean, there's some therapy to that in and of itself. But I think it, when people try to go into it, I'm going to write a number one hit song, it's going to win Grammys and all that stuff, at that point, you're already setting yourself up for a lot of heartache. And it's like, oh, I have to practice for 10 years. I have to practice songwriting for 10 years. I give up. And it's like, at that point, you probably shouldn't do music because music, again, it's the journey is what makes music so enjoyable, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I'll tell you the other thing that took me a little while to figure out. I think I learned how to play the piano, got pretty decent at it. I don't play it as much as I used to because once you've mastered something and you kind of understand groove or you understand chords or whatever it is, and you're working on that next thing, I am not an instrumentalist. So I'm not going to get up on stage and like burn the night fantastic on the piano, but that's not my goal. So I think you also have to figure out what is your goal. And if your goal is to be a great songwriter and to write lyrics that move people and have the melody and the prosody and things kind of fit together, I think that's okay. Because sometimes people focus on, oh, I can't move on to the next thing until I can play like a world concerto on the piano. Whatever your process is, I think you have to understand that it's okay to not be perfect at everything. It's the whole picture that you got to look at.
Yeah, I think intention is huge. And as a matter of fact, that's so there's a free PDF that I give to anyone who wants it. And that you can actually find that on my TikTok and link in my bio type of thing. But it's the Eliminating Songwriter's Block. I've over the 15 years, I've really discovered really how to put boundaries around, like, what is your goal, you know, type of thing. That really puts boundaries on what you're trying to do with music. And if you can really define your goals, then you have intention and you have direction. And I think you can do that in songwriting. When you don't have boundaries in your songwriting, then you're just all over the place and then you get lost and it's not enjoyable. But if you can figure out like what you're trying to express in a song and then build it out in a way where you stay in the confines of the expression of the song, then the song, like, at that point starts writing nearly itself because you're just writing from the heart rather than from some other, you know, mentality of I'm going to write a song. Okay, what are you going to write about?
Yeah.
And I just see a lot of people fall into that trap. Like, I'm going to practice writing a song every day. And without a process, they're just, again, kind of the same thing with setting a goal. They just, you go nowhere.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this free PDF that you provide. Where can people find it? Where can they, you know, ask your questions, get songwriting lessons if they want?
So the place right now, because we're getting up and running the site, I would just push everyone to TikTok because that's where I give a lot of the advice, but that is where our landing page is for the free PDF. So if you search at On Demand Songwriter on Instagram or on TikTok, the link will have, the link will take you to the free PDF where you can sign up and get it for free. And it's literally just a 4-step process that takes ideas, turns them into hooks, and you basically just like can instantly build out a song from nothing into a fully finished song in a single day.
Okay.
That's what the beauty of it is.
Yeah, that's great. If people had, I'm trying to think how to ask this, if people had $200 a month, where do you suggest they put that?
$200 a month.
You know, like an indie songwriter, right? Not a pro that's got like an unlimited budget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What advice would you give them? Whether it's you, whether it's a YouTube channel, whether it's, because there's free resources too. So yeah. What would you suggest for them?
This is a really, really good question. I would probably take some of that money, this would be really cheap, and buy, really learn from the best teachers, songwriters. So like, go and read books. I mean, that's what I've like done with everything, is really understanding the process of songwriting. And then this is my other opinion. I would actually take whatever's left, and if it was like $200 that they would spend every month, I'd actually tell people to save that, unless there's like an opportunity that does come up, because again, the whole process, like the process of writing a song is actually fairly like cheap. Like, again, you can get it on YouTube and all that stuff. You can also follow, you know, like TikTok pages like mine or someone else's or podcasts. Those have like a lot of inspiration you can get it to. Because me as a songwriter, like if I had, I'm trying to think of the last time I spent $200 on something that related to like my songwriting. And I always think of like, if I'm going to turn this into a business officially, then I'm going to need money. So try to save as much as you can, because once you have the songs, like you know, you have a bunch of songs you've written over time, and you start like testing them out on your social media and seeing which ones get a lot of traction, which ones people connect with, then those are the songs you want to then produce, mix, and master. And if you've been saving your money to actually pay for that professionally, I would do that. Because one of the other traps I see these singer-songwriters is you get on Instagram or TikTok and there's these ads that come out. Hey, learn how to mix your music. Learn how to produce. Learn how to record. Learn how to master. Learn how to do this. And then you can turn it into a side business. And then you just, this is what happened to me, where I got like so bombarded and I was recording, mixing, mastering, doing all this stuff to the point where it killed my creativity because I was doing way too much. And so there's a book I read called Who Not How, and it's, if you want to accelerate your success, find someone who that's all they focus on and pay them to do it. And so with the $200, save it over time each month, and then once the time comes, invest it into your music career.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll tell you what, we have a couple minutes left here. What advice would you give to any aspiring songwriters out there? We've covered a lot of ground, but is there something in the last 2 minutes you'd like to shout out to them or urge them to do?
Yeah. Every person, if people want to know the success, like the secret to how do I make a career with music? And when it comes to like what two things, how do you define success? Like, what does that look like? And two, write authentically to who you are, because all of us have BS detectors. And if you're trying to write like someone else, everyone can tell. But if you really take the leap of faith and have the courage to write music that is coming deep from inside you and you're vulnerable, that is what connects. And that's why people listen to music, to connect to. If you do that, then your chances of succeeding financially in the music industry increase.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful advice, man. I got to tell you, I didn't do my usual interview format, but this was very informative, and I think a lot of our listeners are going to really enjoy it. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you. It honestly is a pleasure.
You're very welcome. So to any listeners out there, again, if you're artists and you wish to either be on the Songwriter Show or contact Drew, please just reach out. To all the fans out there, thank you for listening. We both hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
To the Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.